Footsteps in the Dark by Georgette Heyer. Read by Maureen O'Brien. Chapter 1. "And I suppose this is the approach course," said Charles Malcolm, "full of natural hazards." His wife Celia replied with dignity, "That is the tennis court." Charles made a derisive noise. "All it needs," she said, eyeing him, "is a little levelling." "All it needs," said Charles rudely, "is a haycutter and a steamroller, and this is a place you wouldn't sell." His sister-in-law took up the cudgels. "It's perfectly lovely, and you know it. As soon as Celia and I set eyes on it, we fell for it." "That I can believe," said Charles. "A mullioned window or two and a ruined chapel, and I'd expect you two to go over at the knees. But Peter was with you. What did he fall for? Beer at the local pub?" "There's a trout stream at the bottom of the garden," Margaret pointed out. "So there is," Charles agreed, "and another in the servants' hall for wet days. Bowers showed it to me."
"Simply because there was a pane of glass out of one of the windows," Celia said hotly. "Of course the rain came in."
Margaret tucked her hand in Charles's arm. "Wait till you've seen your bedroom. It's got linen-fold panelling, and there's a cupboard which is all part of it and which takes you ages to find."
"That really is jolly," Charles said. "Then if anyone burgles our room, he won't be able to find my dress coat. I suppose I can mark the place with a cross."
"No, you have a compass and take bearings," retorted his wife. "Come on in and we'll show you."
They turned away from the tennis court and began to walk back towards the house down one of the neglected paths that wound between flower beds to the terrace on the south side of the building.
"Chas, can you look at it with the sun on that heavenly grey stone and blame us for refusing to part with it?" Margaret exclaimed.
"I'll wait till I've seen my room," Charles replied.
But he had to admit that this house, which had been left to his wife and her brother and sister, was artistically all...